This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Not only will a visit to Fort Boonesboro State Park educate your family about a well-known Kentuckian, visitors can also tour the Kentucky River Museum. State Park Manager Jack Winburn says the museum's located just up the hill from the remnants of Kentucky River Lock 10.
This is what we consider our hidden gem on the park. It's only open on Saturdays, Memorial through Labor Day. It's two restored lock master houses. The lock masters were here from 1905 to the 1980s. They opened the locks and dams for boat traffic up and down the Kentucky River.
Winburn says the lock has a unique history.
Over the 75, 80 years that it was functional, two members of the same family, a father and son, were here all but about 6 or 8 years of those. And the tour guides for this museum, when it is open, are actual descendants of those.
He adds the home that's open for tours has been restored to nearly the original state.
Curators spent a few years tracking down some of the family members. They donated most of the furniture back into it, and it's all period correct, and most of it is the original. They had pictures of the wallpaper, so the wallpapers were reconstructed, the rugs were reconstructed, things like that.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Need a change of scenery? Check out Kentucky State Parks. With 45 parks to choose from, there are limitless options. Each park has its own unique features, landscape and resorts, restaurants, campgrounds, and some of the best golf courses around. Pick one that fits your lifestyle and your family. Explore Kentucky Parks. Enjoy fun outdoor adventure without the long lines of many destinations. Book now at parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Fort Boonesboro State Park's Jack Winburn says he has worked at the park several years and has a favorite spot.
I like our little nature trails. We only have about a half a mile or so of nature trails, but you go up a little creek, and it is pretty remote, and it looks pretty considered. It's in the middle of central Kentucky.
He adds our mission is to help educate visitors from Kentucky and other states about the true history of Daniel Boone.
We don't really care why they come, as long as they come here, and then we can demonstrate to them and explain the real history of Daniel Boone. For example, Fess Parker and all the TV shows and movies, he wears a coonskin cap. Daniel never wore a coonskin cap.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.